Let's go to Samoa, where the death toll from measles is now 53, following the deaths of five more children overnight. In the past hour, the Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, says 54 New Zealand medical personnel are now on the ground in Samoa, including 12 vaccinators and 8 Samoan-speaking doctors and nurses. And while the Samoan Ministry of Health has gone into overdrive, immunising a third of the country over the last fortnight, the death toll continues to rise, with 19 children still in intensive care and almost 200 reports of infection overnight. Our reporters, Alex Perrottet and Logan Church, visited a family who lost 3 children to the disease, who say while it might be too late for them, others should get their children vaccinated.
Paolo and Faoso Tuivalipuelua are a young couple and until recently had 5 children. Now there's just the 2 older boys left, Edison and Louis. The family is sitting and praying on the fresh grave of 3 little ones they've lost to measles. They weren't immunised.
I'm very sad to my 3 kids. I'm very sorry.
Faoso is 25. She smiles shyly, but behind that calm and brave demeanour is a world of pain and sorrow. She talks to us in Samoan and her sister-in-law, Sheila, translates.
Faoso say it's not. This is a very, very sad for children. This is missing child for whole life.
Their lives are based here in the inland reaches of Lauli, a fertile fruit and vegetable plantation by the banks of a mountain stream. Paolo can't understand why and how this happened, and it happened so very quickly. The 3-year-old, Itila, was at first sent home from the hospital with the doctors giving him the all clear.
Itila is coming back, is not sick. One day he's come back, Itila, and can go back to the hospital. He's sick. I see the many, what's that?
The rash.
The rash, many rash you're going on the skin. I'm going to take a hospital. 2 hours you in a hospital and he's died.
If he had stayed in hospital, this tragedy may have been limited to Itila, but that was not to be. Not even a week later, the 18-month twins Tamara and Saleh caught measles and fell sick.
How much longer till the twins got sick?
4 years. 4 days.
Sheila says they are all hurting.
Look like my sister-in-law Faoso is very sad for 3 child. Faoso sad. It's very sad.
Samoans have a deep and delicate treatment of death. Graves are ubiquitous, attached to the front of houses or given the place of honour in the centre of villages, often with pictures of those laid to rest, older, mature-aged people, mostly. These 3 children now have their own whale. Paolo built it this way partly because Faoso can't separate herself from them. Her mat is on top of the grave because she's sleeping here, blaming herself.
I cried before I go out. We had a good cry.
Lina Chang is a local hero, leading the Samoa Victim Support Group for Domestic Violence Victims. But as soon as there's a new cause, she takes it up. She's been visiting the family, bringing clothes and other health supplies. But she's been bringing a whole lot more than that.
Yes, I personally had a talk with the 2 boys, 4 and 6. They didn't talk much about the ordeal, but you can sense because all the children were playing on the other far side, but they were still sitting on the grave.
How do you think Faoso is coping? Because she's very young, 25.
She's very young. You can see on the grave that she has her own mat. Did you actually see that? So she's very young. She's not coping well. You can see that she's not coping well.
And Paolo?
As soon as he saw me, he said, I want to take a photo with you, Lina. And then I went over and had a photo taken with him. And then he said that I miss my children. They're not supposed to die.
Paolo needs to keep tending his gardens each day. The crops don't wait for anyone and don't care that he's mourning. He grows pumpkins, cucumber, tomatoes, pineapples and more.
That's 20 tala?
Yeah. No. More? No, 50.
50 tala?
Yeah, 50.
Yeah, that's, yeah. That's a gold nugget.
He makes a decent living here, supporting his extended family, but he has to be patient.
How much longer would you have to wait for these ones? A few more weeks or months?
Yeah, maybe 2 months.
2 more months.
Yeah.
Today, Paolo's sending some produce with Faoso's brother-in-law, Tolovai, to the Fungale market in Apia. Soon, Paolo will get back to his usual routine, taking the veggies on the bus early on Saturday and spending all day and night at the market, returning home early on Sunday to walk his family to church. He's growing his veggies and growing his faith, something he and his family that was growing need more than ever. And along with prayers, education. The older boys are now immunised and they want other families to learn. The village kids are getting the message. Paolo and Faoso are praying the adults do too. Too many of them are still staying away from the vaccine stations. Many go to traditional healers for alternative treatments. Paolo says those things are fine, but just like his prayers, they can't be done in isolation from professional medical care. But for Itila, Tamara and Saleh, it's too late. In the midst of tragedy, when nothing else can be done, Faoso and Paolo need a reason to smile. So they believe this is not the end.
In heaven, he's a little, small baby. All day I'm praying.
You will see them again?
Yeah, and see them again.
And joining us now in Samoa is Alex Perite. Alex, can you just run us through what the latest numbers are?
Yes, Lisa, the latest numbers are 53 people who have died. That number has increased by 5 overnight, or in the last 24 hours. There's a lot of other numbers that come out of this, and we need to look at them, Lisa, because it'll tell us, in a small way perhaps, what we can expect later this week as the days go by. Because yesterday there were 21 critically ill children. Today there's 19 and there's 5 more dead. We need to look at that group because they are in intensive care and not well at all. The infections have gone up. We've got more than 3,700 people in this country infected. We have 200 new cases, or 198, I think it was, overnight, new infections. And that number is important as well, Lisa, because we saw the graph almost plateauing. We saw 200 new cases one day, 180, 170, and we thought, OK, we've got more cases, but the graph is flattening out slowly. Overnight, 198, it's gone back up. The health authorities are worried. They're vaccinating a third of the country. Remember, this mass vaccination program started on the 20th of November. Count that to today, it's 12 days. 2 weeks for a vaccine to become effective. So those people who were vaccinated right at the beginning will only become immune in 2 days' time. Those who got vaccinated today, in 2 weeks' time. So we need to keep watching those numbers. But look, one thing is for sure, unfortunately, this death toll is going to grow.
Have people started to talk about who's responsible for this, whether there is blame to be laid at anyone's feet?
Well, blame has already been laid at the feet of at least two nurses, and we know the history and we've gone over it, but on Survey Island last year, two nurses administered the wrong vaccine. They mixed the wrong vaccine together. Two children from two different families died. Those nurses have been jailed for about 5 years, but the Ministry of Health got a slap on the wrist. The Ministry of Health then suspended the vaccination program. As many say here, and I'm talking about village people and other people we've been speaking to who don't want to go on the record, they say they suspended the program for far too long, months. It was already a low immunisation rate in this country. It plummeted, some say, to below 20%. A lot of people saw this problem coming, and there'll be many questions asked of the Ministry of Health. Those two families on Survey are bringing a civil case against the Ministry of Health. They're suing them for millions of tala. In many ways, perhaps, that will be a test case for at least 53 families of lost loved ones who might also want to sue the Ministry of Health. We'll be putting those hard questions to the Ministry and to those in power when we can get in front of them.
So after checkpoint on Friday night, you had gone to visit this traditional healer and you were threatened by him. Now, he was supposed to be shut down for attracting measles patients to a public place and charging them for this Kangen water as an alternative therapy, basically, to vaccinations. Has he actually been shut down?
Lisa, Fritz Ale Aso is an interesting character because, as you remember, he ran up to us, held our door open, threatened us, almost punched Logan in the face and punched the side of the car instead. We sped away. After that, we went down to the South Coast to do a whole lot of other reporting and we heard from newspapers here in Apia on Saturday, theoretically 2 days after he was shut down. We heard from police, in fact, after we visited, that he was shut down, probably due to that kind of coverage from us and other media. On Saturday, we heard that he was operating again and that he was shut down again on Saturday. We drove past as soon as we got back to town this morning, and it was a ghost town. No one there, no families under the marquee. One man, I don't think it was Fritz, but one man walked out the door and actually waved to us. We weren't going to stop this time. We don't think it was Fritz. What's clear, Lisa, is that Fritz is in big trouble because the Prime Minister has weighed in. He said that he's also actually the Minister for Police, so he wears a few caps here, and he said that this guy needs to be in jail, he needs to be arrested. He's also had harsh words and has even proposed legislation punishing parents who don't vaccinate their children. So the Prime Minister seriously going hard on this as he's trying to immunise the country. What happens to Fritz and perhaps other traditional healers is yet to be seen.
Thanks, Alex. Alex Perrottet joining us there from Samoa.